Greetings. This is James Gimmel with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on eSETI Stargate, on Rumble, YouTube, VMO. We may not be on YouTube because of some of the problems we've been reoccurring there, but we're also on Telegram, and you can go and check out on the website to find out wherever you want to see us. There's so much going on. I've got a good show. I wanted to get kind of cover what's happening in the younger generation here. And so I've got Lindy's coming on, and she is born and bred under the African sun as a young searching soul. Lindy went exploring from traveling untouched parts of Africa, spending time with the, I guess it's the Khoisan people, living a few countries and continents to deep inward journeys, and led extraordinary experiences in both the physical and the non-physical worlds. Her training includes, amongst others, military, pharmaceutical world, business, hypnotherapy, life coaching, and more. She was dedicated home educator to her sons, Igor and Xander. And we've got, this thing's so messed up, we'll just forget about it. It got all folded up and I can't even read the rest of it. But anyway, we'll get into that. But anyway, welcome to the show. So we've got Lindy, Igor, and Xander, and I'm not sure who wants to go first. Maybe we'll start with you, Lindy, and talk about your experiences. There's, I really wanted to cover what's happening, and kind of what's happening in the younger generation, how we can turn this around. I have so many people now, mothers calling me, and their kids are struggling. They're really struggling now. They're getting hit by unseen negative influences. Some of them have gotten off into areas they shouldn't have, just not knowing any better, not having any foundation. And I thought it'd be great to talk about that, on how we can kind of re-educate and make available to the younger generation some of these tools on how to maintain the contact with higher consciousness and energy versus playing around with the lower level stuff, you know, which is happening. So I'll let you take it away and talk about what your goals are, or just, it's your show, so talk about whatever you want.
Wonderful. Thank you, James. I have to giggle about that introduction. Maybe it's a good thing that paper didn't work. Who knows what was what was the rest of that. So thank you very much for having us. Yes, it's true. The younger people are really, really struggling. And there's so much I can say. I almost don't know where to start. But if we look at the older cultures, like the Native American Indians, like the Khoisan, those are the Bushmen of Africa, the original inhabitants, like the Aborigines, the Maoris, and they're all over the world. These folks have a solid foundation. They have a culture that they adhere to. And so they're a stable community, and their children grow up in a certain way. They know what their values are. They know what is right. They know the difference between right and wrong. In the first world, it's so different. I might step on a few toes if I say we don't have a culture, but we have access to so much information. And sorry, Bubbles, my cat, insists on being part of the show. We have access to so much information that parents don't really know what the foundation needs to look like. And as it is in the world, and this has been coming a long way, and James, you know this very well, the whole fabric of society, which is the family life, is disintegrating and has been, and with purpose. Parents work harder and harder, more and more hours a day, so children don't spend so much time with their parents. Parents hardly have time for their kids anymore. I think this research shows something like 5% of a parent's time goes to their children. Yeah. So how do we expect our children to have that solid foundation, to know who they are, to know their place in the world, to know how to navigate through life if there was no guidance? We simply don't have what these older cultures still have in place to this day. And like I say, there is so much information available. And maybe society says this thing, and big corporations say that thing, and schools say that thing, and then other family members say another thing. And so we grab bits and pieces and try to parent that way in a very, very rushed life. So no wonder it's not working. And on top of that, our youth have challenges that we never grew up with. I'm just going to say one word, electronics. Oh, and that covers all of it. So, you know, in this whole situation that we are in the world as it is now, and that has come a long way as well, but this is now crunch time. And there are people with boots on the ground that can take down the dark, and there are those who create the future. I'm about creating the future. And the more I see what's happening in the world, the more adamant I get, the more willful I become to say, we are going to change this and let the city burn down to the ground. Yeah. We're going to rebuild. You can't rebuild a city with half a city still standing. So let it burn down. Mm-hmm. But let's create something new in its place. And that's what my work is about. Mm-hmm. If we are to create a new future, James, how, where do we start? And it's the most, I would say we have to start with raising our children in a different way. Mm-hmm. And so part of my slogan is, let's raise our children as if our future depends on it, because it really does.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the challenge. You know, most people, most of us run on autopilot most of the day. And so this carries on from generation to generation. We raise our children in this way. We raise our children in that way. And this just, this is a continuous loop. Somewhere, something has to stop so we can change things. Mm-hmm. And it's all about, you know, this is where the conscious living come in. To just stop and say, what am I doing? Why am I raising my children in this way? Is it even normal? What is normal? To send children to school. I mean, when I fell pregnant, the day I fell pregnant, I looked at this world again and I saw, and I thought, you know what? There has to be a different way of raising children. And so home education was just a natural outflow of, this is how we're going to do things. I am not going to raise my children with all those challenges. Now, you can't keep the whole world out. You just can't. But as long as you have your foundation in place and your values and your principles, you can raise well-adjusted children. And another thing, it sounds like I'm blabbing on, but you know, another thing, obviously kids are not born with manuals. But think about this, and some people, I might step on some toes again. Some people, I mean, what I wanted to say, sorry, was you need a license to drive a car. You need a license to do so many things. You have to have a piece of paper if you want to be an architect or an engineer or this or that or the other. Where's that piece of paper for parenting? Why are we taking for granted that we'll just sort of pick it up as we go along, raising our children? Mm-hmm. So this is really something we need to question and question ourselves. How are we parenting and why are we parenting this way?
Yeah, I agree. So I want to get a take from some of the younger generation as far as solutions and go with the sons here. Whoever wants to come first, feel free, or you can talk together. But what do you think we need to do for solutions to both access the younger generation, kind of re-educate or just guide them to start moving in the right direction away from all this chaos and nonsense and separation game that they're trying to create, especially the division game, you know, where they've divided every culture, every gender, every this game that they're playing. You know, it's all divide and conquer and order through chaos, you know, is the game that they're playing. And so how do we educate the younger generation to realize, you know, what is going on here and what are the foundation, you know, the universal, what's universal law or what's the foundation we need to instill and operate from so we can kind of redirect things.
I would take on that. Well, first of all,
yeah,
lovely to meet you, James.
You too. Yeah,
awesome to meet. I always thought of you as like the closest thing to a Jedi in the flesh, as we can get it wrong.
Yeah, I did have a lifetime as a captain on a ship, but that's a long story.
Awesome. So to get back to your question, so to kind of tie the whole thing together, I've spent quite a bit of time thinking about this. And one of the things that we're faced with now, and this is a relatively new thing, looking at the time scale of essentially our species, it's only, I mean, we've been around for a while. There's a lot of debate, but we've been around for a while. Yeah. And it only since the Industrial Revolution have boys and children been growing up without knowing what their parents did. You know, let's say a few hundred years ago, if my dad was a blacksmith, by the age of 12, I would have been in the workshop with him, you know, not only learning his skills from him, but I would have been learning his attitudes, his principles, his morals, all of those values. I would have learned what it means to be a man in the time of my life that I'm questioning those things. Same with a woman. Now, this is the first, I'd say third or fourth generation that men are growing up without knowing what their father's lives are. And now, in a sense, like now, this is happening with this generation where both parents essentially need to be working. So now girls are having the same thing as a big part of it. Another component of this is when I grew up, you know, the content that I would watch had to be through the media somehow. It would be on TV. It would be on, you know, different kinds of platforms. But all of that content was created by adults. Mm-hmm. Now we have 9-year-olds, you know, watching, you know, streams on Twitch or videos on YouTube or, you know, scrolling TikTok or whatever. And all the content that they consume is one created by other 9-year-olds. So it creates even more division. So like the niches become much smaller and more difficult to penetrate. And essentially the only niche that you can really reach is your own. So that presents a different kind of challenge. But I don't agree with you when you say it's all a separation game. I don't think it's all a separation game. I think on a global scale, culture is being homogenized to a massive degree.
Yeah.
And on the one side, that's kind of sad to see because a lot of culture is really losing that heritage and that authenticity and all of that like uniqueness that really made it special. But on the other side, is we need to create a global culture if we're going to move into Type 3 civilization. Mm-hmm. We're going to need to be able to answer the question. So what is Earth culture? Tell me about that.
Yeah.
And it's a weird thing to say. Like, I mean, somebody asks me, so what's it like to be a South African? You know, and I'll tell them about the food. I'll tell them about the holidays. I'll tell them about, you know, what we did growing up as kids. But what does that mean as a species? And that's a different perspective to start considering. So for me to answer your question about solutions, that's the first perspective that we need to get to, is a sense of unity through our division, a sense of, instead of like, hey, you're different to me, you know, screw you, a sense of like, hey, you're different to me. That's awesome. And I mean, for me, I mean, I live in South Africa. We have a culture of intense racism. Yeah. So that's a perspective that not only I see the value of that being applied, but I also see the damage of that where it is not applied.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. The second thing I would say is just a culture of growth. Working in personal development and having worked with a lot of people, it's very difficult. The one thing that you cannot coach is desire. The one thing that you cannot teach somebody mm-hmm. is a drive to want to seek to improve themselves. And that's a struggle. So that needs to be, in a sense, like idolized, because we still have this culture. You know, a few hundred years ago, people were following some book. Before that, people were following, you know, other things. Before that, people were following, you know, the sun and all kinds of things. We still have this now. But what we're following now is whatever pops up onto the screen. So in a sense, the culture of development, the culture of like, okay, how do I transform to become everything that I am on the next level? How do I upgrade to the premium version of myself? Like free trials expired. How do we go to like the platinum version? That kind of culture, that kind of mindset, that needs to, I think that needs to be fostered and developed much more. From there, you can pretty much build anything. You can grow into any direction. So basically, keeping an open mind with that, and at the same time, not letting your brain fall out with how open your mind is, that kind of thing.
Some kind of foundation. Yeah, I was kind of referring to the media and everything else that's going on right now as far as the division game and the political structure and things like that, the game that they're playing. You know, they're trying to separate the genders, the Republicans, Democrats, the God, what else is it? It's all division. You know, it's just divide, divide, divide. These guys are bad. You know, you've got the supremacists, which don't even hardly exist over here anymore. And that's all being blown out of proportion. And you know, and they're just creating these fictitious things that are minuscule, that don't even apply anymore, basically. And doing it, you know, to, you know, it's religions, it's everything, you know. But I think we have to get some kind of a foundation that is aligned with unity consciousness, that we're all aspects of greater, and unique is important, you know, because the more uniqueness, the more, you know, the more we have to experience and grow. But you know, something on that, like celebrate the diversity and the uniqueness, and honor each person as unique aspects of creator or something like that. But we need to teach like universal law, or what I'm saying is universal law is just basically universal peace and brother, sister, love, and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, the foundation. And in the schools, rather than teaching kids over here, they teach kids how to be a good little consumer, you know, and they see these new toys and everything on the net, and wondering, "Daddy, I want that. I'll be happy if I have that." You know, and it's that program. And I go, "You can just be happy anyway. You can be happy getting out in nature and playing with frogs and
Maybe
snakes.
if I have a new gadget, my friends will like me, and maybe then I'll be good enough.
Yeah, but play with me. You know, if I get the new giant
Yeah.
T-Rex with the lasers or something, I don't know. It's but you know what I was seeing is that." It's funny you mentioned Jedi. It's almost like we need to start opening schools that teach those foundations, the basic foundations. And then, you know, and when kids stray off of there, just say, well, how does that fit into this foundation? You know, how does this fit into universal law? Are you coming from love? Are you coming from service to others? Or are you being a little selfish here? You know, and just kind of oversight that way. But what I found out with kids, if you get a medicine wheel, a nice campfire, and you get a talking stick, and you give it to the kids, they will embarrass the adults. They will, you know, the adults bring their kids to this circle, right? And we really want to educate the kids. And when you give the kids a talking stick, they educate the adults, you know. So just having a voice and supporting that connection, and they have that connection. We just have to support it. You know, I want to go over to Xander. He's probably got some input on that. But you know, what do you think that, you know, to me, I think the solutions are with the younger generation, because they just incarnated. You know, they came in from these advanced civilizations. There's so many of them that have incarnated right now, and they have the solutions, and we need to give them a voice and create a support, you know, like a some kind of a structure. You do need some structure. You can't be just totally unlimited, but a healthy structure.
No, definitely. And the way you were talking about the foundation, it made me think, you know, as a society, I think we have a bit of a problem with treating symptoms instead of causes. And obviously, I'm not talking about diseases and stuff. I'm talking about like genuine societal problems. You guys were talking about the division between youth these days, and almost like the division into the niches and all the I wouldn't say hate. Hate is a very strong word, but the dislike for the other niches and stuff. And I think that's just a symptom, because the what I see is the the root of the cause is kids not actually knowing who they are on the inside, you know, under all the layers of exactly. of things they've seen. Because you know, back before smartphones and stuff, to discover who you were, you had to go out there. You had to talk to people. You had to find out what you like. Now you can just scroll and basically assemble your personality like a jigsaw puzzle from the internet. And then, you know, you maybe don't assemble the puzzle the same way other people see it. And then they come in and judge you. And then the niches start and the hatred starts and all that. So I think at the core, what we need to be teaching kids is how to discover themselves. And not just that, but how to express themselves to others without judgment and, you know, the acceptance of that.
I do. Yeah, I definitely do. I think that's really important. The allowing others their truth. I mean, right now, especially in the UFO community, I mean, they're just at so many odds, and even the spiritual community, it's crazy. And, you know, I run into that in the religious community, too. They go, well, Jesus is the way and everything else is the devil, you know. And I said, well, you think there's just white and black, but there's a lot of gray in between. And there's many dimensions to white that you're not even don't even know about, you know. And they go, nope. You know, like if I step out of this box, you know, Satan's waiting for me. And so anyway, it's weird. These programs that are running, they're all control programs, and it doesn't matter. You know, it's the, you know, the business institutions, the religious institutions, political institutions, all these institutions, when you move up to the top, it seems to get worse and worse, or darker and darker, more controlling. And now they're trying to move towards socialism and teach that as the way. And that's where they consolidate all the power and wealth into the hands of a few. And who are those few? The same narcissistic billionaire eugenicists. I didn't want to go there, but that's who they want to give the power to. And they, you know, they use global warming. They use all these things to catch the kids, you know, to get them on board. But, you know, it's bottom line is there's so much of a barrage of misinformation hitting the kids on the internet and everywhere else. And there's one more thing I want to talk about. A good example is Hawaii. I was just in Hawaii, and they're saying that, you know, that we have to protect the Kiki, you know, and the Ohana and the family, and all the drug companies are pushing their drugs using their culture against them. And then yeah. I try to find things in the ancient culture that I know about, and it's being erased off of Google. You know, it's being erased, and I'm going, well, where's this being? Where's this being? Where they're being erased? And it's just like we were talking about that culture, the old cultures, the old ways, and the rites of passage, and hanging out with your parents and learn who they are and what they do, and all of that seems to be erased. You know, I don't know a quick fix other than we're going to go through a huge revolution and a complete flip. It has to happen, something like that. But
I agree with you, James.
There's a lot of movements on the internet with the youth who, because that's another cool thing that the internet brought around. It brought perspective. Because now the people, you know, my age in their early 20s or even maybe younger than me, they're starting to recognize the system, because all the info is there. You just have to put it together in your mind. And, you know, we're not stupid as humans. It's just in the past, we never had such ready access to all this information. So, you know, the internet came around and now all the truths are coming out. So I think it's a good thing, in moderation, of course.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of information, but it goes back to that foundation. If you don't have a good foundation, and, you know, I think we really need to teach the kids now critical thinking. And do your own research and you know, get three or four opinions at least, just not one, you know. And if you have let's say a good example, they're talking about global warming, you know. Well, actually, in truth, we're going through a cooling cycle, and all the raw data says that. It says we're going through a cooling cycle, and the glaciers are actually growing in one area, shrinking in another. You know, there is climate change, but it's not necessarily global warming. And so, and now they show starving polar bears and everything else. Well, the polar bears are flourishing right now, and the ice is getting bigger in certain areas. It's getting smaller in others. And so they had to have this big conference, you know, big global warming conference, and they're going to take this big, have it on this big ship. The only problem is that it was iced in. They couldn't go there because it was frozen over. And so that kind of put a glitch to that program. But I mean, it's just things like that. I'm just using that as an example. It's like, yeah, we're going through change. Definitely we're going through, the whole solar system is going through change. There's climate change on every planet. And the sun is going through massive changes. You know, that's, we're going through a highly energized place in space we've never been before. That's creating changes, you know. So it's a huge DNA upgrade at the same time is happening. There's so much going on right now, but they're trying to steer this, you know, the powers that were, I call them, are trying to steer this in a different direction, you know. And I think that critical thinking is so important right now.
I want to just add to that, James, and I think that is why it is so crucially important that parents become proactive and really say, well, this ain't working.
Yeah.
The challenge is so huge. I mean, you do a search on the internet and it depends on who you are. And the AI is going to spit out to you exactly where you're at, basically, depending on the history. So not even a search is unbiased because of the AI behind that. So we have so many challenges, but our youth is crying out for help. It is almost like it's a lost generation. And youth and even young kids' suicide have gone through the roof. So it is really time for parents to stop and say, how can we change things? And it starts from, you know what? It actually starts from conception. Mm-hmm. Because the consciousness that you have with conception is the consciousness that entity will have upon, you know, coming in. Mm-hmm. And everything matters. Everything we do with our babies matters. Everything with our children matters. Why are we not all psychic and open and sensitive and in communication multidimensionally? Because we only focus on the physical. Okay, maybe not so in the spiritual community. Maybe there is the lack of that foundation, and hopefully we can still get to that. But what we can do as parents, I mean, babies come in open. You know this. They see what is for others unseen. They hear the unheard. They know the unknown. They are just right on. They know they are there. Mm-hmm. But because we don't ever have discussions with it, there's no communication really in the family. Or it's broken down so much these days. So we want discussions with our kids around these things. If there's an imaginary friend, talk about it. You know, there are so many games we can play with our kids, hiding something and then remote viewing or you know, seeing where is that thing and practicing telepathy. There are so many things we can do with our kids. But we have fallen in such a habit of just sending our kids to from one structured organization or school or whatever to the next class, to the next lesson, to the next activity. There isn't even room for just playing in the mud, playing in nature, just being kids, because that's where that communication lies, especially in nature. Wow. And then that critical thinking. Mm-hmm. We can't teach children what to think. We need to stop that. We need to teach children how to think. Mm-hmm. We want to teach children to question absolutely everything. Sorry, James.
Well, I was saying, well, what about, you know, to me, it's like, I try to explain this. The intellect is just like a drop in the sea of consciousness. It's such a small part of your psyche, you might say. And then, you know, you have your mental body, your emotional body, your astral body, your spiritual body, you know, on the etheric level, which has memory of everything you've ever done and been. And we jam people into the intellect and make them into nice, good little consumers. And the intellect is God, you know, it's the ruler. And the problem is, yes, is that your soul sits right next to the heart. There's a cavity, actually, a little electrical cavity that sits right here. And if they can come from the heart, and how does this teach them? How does this feel? Does this feel right to you? Because they have an ability called direct knowing. If they get out of the intellect and just feel, they'll say, you know, that doesn't feel right. Feel right. And if they sit with it a little longer, they'll get the answer. You know, their higher self or soul will come in and say, no, don't go there or whatever. And I think that's one of the big problems is we really need, instead of shutting down all the other senses and all the other connections and, you know, and jam that all that into the intellect. We need to start, you know, teaching kids, what does that feel like to you? You know, how does that feel? Sit with it. You know, if they ask you questions, just say, well, why don't you sit with that? Go within with that question and see what happens and see, you know, and let them really focus on them getting their own inner guidance.
Not hard at all. I mean, to just place your hands or teach your children to place their hands on their hearts and create that heart brain coherence and get aligned. I mean, and sensing, how does that feeling feel in the body and teach them that, you know, every question has an answer. It's two sides of the same coin. So the answer has to come. It will come. Yeah, and creating their own reality. I mean, these things children learn best through playing. And all these things can be done through play. I mean, all of these things that you spoke about, that I'm talking about, need to be learned through playing.
And they also need to learn, too, that Google is not God. You know, it's right here. You know, it's like, here's your best search engine you're ever going to come across. You know, just sit with it, go with it. I mean, you can get a lot of information, you know, on Google, but now Google's so corrupt. It's you know, it's another agenda. Yeah.
And then I think what is also very important, there's so much research out by now about when do nations just blindly follow authority? Mm-hmm. So it is a bit of a complex thing why we are in the situation that we are in now. But the antidote to that in raising our children is, like you said, critical thinking. Learn to question everything. Mm-hmm. And especially, let's empower our children. You know, most people actually swing. We swing from running away from that which we don't like in ourselves to being a workaholic or doing extreme sport or substances or whatever. We just want to try and get away from that which we don't like in ourselves. So we are swinging, and that actually transfers into to our children and in our parenting. And most parents actually swing from being absolutely permissive, and then the kids play up a little bit too much, and then they become these strict parents again, and then they are permissive. And in there's no structure there. There's no safety in that. And one of the basic emotional needs of children is to feel secure and feel safe. And it's like walking into a house. Imagine you walk into a house and you can just push the wall. And when you push the wall, it sort of conks in and it wobbles. It's not steady and strong. And that's how it is when a child doesn't have a parent that's predictable, when the parent swings. Mm-hmm. And And you're not going to feel very safe in that house. And it's the same with children. So children do need a structure.
Exactly.
But yeah. In that structure, there has to be communication where you explore things, where you question things. Because if we just blindly follow orders, and if we make our children to just blindly follow what they say, they will never learn discernment. Mm-hmm. And they become adults that then also hand over their will to authority and their choice over to authority. It starts mm-hmm. at home. So the more choices we give our children within a framework, the more we empower our children, and the more our children, the more independent we help our children to be, the less likely that they will just follow the narrative. They will question it.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different way of parenting, where there is a solid structure and there are definitely boundaries, and empaths and sensitive sometimes battle with that, very often battle with those boundaries. And unfortunately, those children then become brats and they just run all over the parents and they become entitled.
Yeah.
And you know, they never get a realistic sense of self. Okay. Now, the other side of the coin is as bad with the authoritarian. The child also doesn't develop a strong, healthy self-esteem. And they don't learn to think for themselves. So there has to be structure.
Some kind of balance.
But I think I've digressed a little bit. It's the big thing, the antidote to, well, there are many things, but the important things of how can we stop this situation, that or how can we stop repeating history over and over again?
Yeah.
And that is by raising our children differently, and not just with that solid foundation, but also bringing in the multidimensional aspects of who we are. We want to teach our children, this is just a little vehicle. This is an awesome vehicle, but it's a tip of the iceberg. And by no means is this everything. And so, yes, focus on the physical, because this is here and now, and this is where we live. But let's go and explore the rest as well.
Yeah.
And on top of that, independence, empowerment, learning to think by giving children options and choices, and teaching children that every thought, every feeling, every action, every behavior, everything has consequences, some constructive, some destructive. Mm-hmm. But from a very young age, when we teach children to actually take responsibility for their own choices, and whatever they do, they need to take responsibility, then we won't sit in a situation where people just blindly follow and get everything done to them by another authority or big corporations or whatever, without questioning that.
Mm-hmm.
I get so worked up about these things.
Yeah, well, so, and I think
to go back to Igor. Yeah, so what would you, Igor? What would you suggest as far as a structure or solutions? Or I'm just going to leave it up to you. But, you know, how can we kind of reorganize this, or you know, send it in a positive direction?
Oh, that's a very, very complicated question, because it essentially regards the structure of the entire society. I mean, we're talking about at least, you know, 7.8 billion people. And yeah. It's obviously not that simple. So I think anything that's about to come out of my mouth is just, it's going to be one dimensional. And I do know that, because we don't have a week to talk about this. We have a few minutes. But basically, the things that I think it boils down to is, it's as my brother and my mom said, we need to know who we are. Because if we don't know who we are, we're going to start identifying with all kinds of shit we see outside of ourselves. We're going to say things like, I am an iPhone user. I am an Android user. I am an outdoors person. I am athletic. I am whatever. I am, like, we start identifying with these things. And here's the thing, if I can get you to identify, like identify, like your identity is linked to something that I sell, I got you. I got you. And that's the thing. Like, then I get to keep you on whatever hamster wheel I want. And now here's the thing. It doesn't have to be physical products. I mean, if you're a diehard Samsung fan, that's fine. You might lose a bit of money to buy, you know, simple products. But what if the thing I'm selling is a doctrine or an ideal or some sort of idea that I think the world needs to run on? That is extremely dangerous. I feel like that is extremely dangerous, and that has led us to very dark places in history. So I personally feel like, yes, does doctrine still have its place? Absolutely. But that is for the level of person that cannot see past doctrine. And that is like, even in the society that we have now, those are the places that doctrine still, the doctrine is still in play. And then there is the other side of it. And then people kind of sitting on the cusp. Now, I think for those people, it's not a question of these are your principles. How does this fit into these principles? The question is what you're doing good or bad? The question isn't, is this good or bad? I mean, it simply is. It depends how you look at it. For me, the big question behind it is, what is the result? In a sense, let's just take a very, in a sense, emotionless look at what is the result? Is this something that brings us closer to where we want to go or further from it? In a sense, if I'm cold and I decide to set my house on fire, is it good or bad? Well, who knows? Who's to say? I mean, I'm warm for a couple minutes, but I'm going to freeze tomorrow. Yeah. And that's the kind of thing where, like, a little bit of discipline is in order, where you go, like, no, put down the matches. I know you want to get warm. There are other ways to do it. So for me, it's about taking a look at the result. And then, but because we have so much, like, information flying at us, it is hard to, I mean, and I'm going to talk about, like, the different levels. It is hard to look at the result using our logic, using our intellect, using our reason. It is hard to actually sit because, and I'm talking for myself personally, I need a bit of a vacuum around me for me to get a line in line with those other parts of me. I need silence for me to be able to hear my intuition. I need less stimulation to be able to listen to my heart, not more. And if I'm constantly being bombarded, it becomes almost deafening. It becomes almost deafening, all the stimulation that we're getting. So it becomes more and more difficult to listen to those internal resources that you were talking about earlier. And I mean, in a sense, those are our guiding principles. So for me, it's a case of moderation. And so basically, just to wrap up what I'm talking about, it's moving away from doctrine in the sense of looking at what the result is of what we are doing. And then simply making a decision, is that a result that we actually like? Is that a direction that we want to go in? And then getting in alignment with ourselves and taking us to somewhere that we want to go. And that is why I feel passionate about this kind of thing, because the world is built on many things, but at the moment, like people play a massive part in this. And if we say words like society or culture is just a whole lot of individuals. Mm-hmm. And then we have rules that we all subscribe to. So we need to get those rules in check. But for me, if you can heal yourself, if you can heal the person next to you, if you can heal individuals, then we heal the society. We heal the whole picture. And for me, like that's why I think on an individual level, we need to create a culture of let's get our shit together. Like let's take it in the direction that we want to go.
It does seem like not a doctrine, but I know the higher dimensions have, like I was talking about universal law, and I was asking the Palladians in meditation, I said, well, how do you raise your children? And they told me, they said, well, basically we have our counselors and guides, and they can actually go in and see that individual's unique purpose. You know, what their sole purpose is. So it's a very spiritual way of doing things. And then they said they give them all they need to fulfill that unique purpose. And they teach them a more rounder education as well. But they said they also take them up on the ships. I think it was around age 9. and they power the ship up, and they have their own near-death experience. And so they realize they're one with everything. And so when they come back, they've been trained and they've been taught everything they need, and then give back to the whole. And so they took a quantum leap in consciousness after that in evolution, because the oneness was established. You know, the creator and all creation was understood. It was experienced. And then they had their own unique purpose was supported, you know, and given them all they need to fulfill that unique purpose. And quite a difference than what we do here, you know, on the planet.
Oh, it seems Igor dropped off.
Yeah, Igor dropped off.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
It's so wonderful. Don't you just wish we had this on this planet? I mean, it will come. I believe absolutely it will come. But I'm not sure the whole world is not ready for that. But this is the future. This is absolutely the future. And the more we can take our children through that leap in evolution. And there are schools that teach this.
Yeah.
They're very few and far between, but they are there. But that will create that leap in consciousness and evolution that we so desperately want and need. We just need to continue our work and just do this journey, and we will get there.
Yeah, I agree. I love what Babaji said. He said, the best contribution you can give to life is to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life. And as an example to others, and I think the more, you know, we take personal responsibility, you know, for the world in which we live and what's going on around us and our own choices and actions, and apply that to, you know, to service, you know, service to others, then, you know, that everything will be shifting around. But I know now that everybody else is into everybody else's business. You know, it's like, I like what Byron Katie said. There's three kinds of business. There's your business, God's business, and other people's business. And other people's business is God's business. And we take a quantum leap if we got out of everybody else's business and just got on with our own business. And I think that's the game. You know, it's like we lose our center. We get pulled into other people's business. And rather than really focus on ourselves and improving ourselves and really get in touch with our own unique soul purpose and get on with it. And I see that all the time. I go, you know, how much energy is leaking? You know, people go, well, this person said this. And so what? What do you feel? You know, what, you know, have you sat with it? You know, what do you feel? You know, and I'm waiting for them to tell me what I feel, you know, and I go, no, it doesn't work that way. You know, you gotta find out what your truth is, what your purpose is.
There's still so much healing to do. And I think that's where we have to actually take that leap and change things around. And it all starts with self. If someone pushes my buttons, if I care what other people think or say, it's my problem. And I want to then stop and say, hey, if there's a problem here, it is mine. So where do I need that healing? Where do I need to, like you say, sit with it and work through it and stop finger pointing and stop blaming other people for our stuff? If we're going to remain like that, we will never raise our children differently, and we will always get drawn into this emotional drama back and forth all the time. There's no alignment there. So and it really doesn't matter how enlightened we think we are and how advanced we think we are and how wonderful we think we are. If we don't have these basics in place of let me deal with my own crap, let me overcome, let me work through that emotional addiction, let me work through whatever it is and heal it in me, because then my whole picture of the world changes. And then I've got something to teach my children, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what we want to teach our children. The sad bit is we can't teach our children what we haven't learned ourselves.
Yeah.
And so that's why, to me, it's back to basics.
I get a lot of flack because, you know, even in the UFO community, because I take it into the other dimensions and the spiritual side of things and saying, hey, you know, we're multidimensional beings and existing on a vibrational continuum. And you know, they want to make it nuts and bolts and back engineering this. And I get attacked from all these guys. And it's kind of funny watching. And I just sit there laughing. And they go, what's so funny? And I said, there's two assumptions you've made, you know, one, that you have some kind of authority in my life, and two, that I actually give a crap what you think of me. It doesn't matter, you know. It's I'm good with swords. I've already crossed over and come back. We're good, you know. And so it's kind of funny, but you know, and some get really out there, and I go, well, thank you for establishing your ignorance and your character. You know, have a nice day, and I walk away. But you know, I probably should be a little more understanding on that one. But you know, it's when you've been doing this for so long, you just I think that's part of the teaching is set a boundary and say, I don't have time for this. You know, go sit with that. You
know? And also what we need to realize is not everybody is going in the same direction or to the same future. And that is it. And a lot of that is our lesson for us to be here and be different. Or how shall I put this? Creating a new future, creating new realities, changing what is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a trust that we need to have in that future, regardless of where people around us are at.
Yeah.
And that is a huge lesson for a lot of us. Definitely for me. I mean, I'm getting better at this, but to understand, we're not here to save the world. We are here to create a different reality, and we better take our kids along. We better, in other words, change everything that we do starting from pre-birth. But yeah, I've lost my train of thought now, but I think I made my point.
Or it's maybe, do you have any input on there, Zanon?
Honestly, no, I'm not really sure what to say about that. I think my mom's a bit more qualified talking about that area.
Yeah. I think it's just so important right now that you just do what's in front of you. You know, just make your best shot at it. Try to help out as much as you can. And don't be attached to the outcome because, you know, you have other people, you have free will, you have their choices And I found some of the best teachings you can give people is to walk away. You know, I'd say this doesn't work for me and walk away. And you know, it's we're going to have to walk away from a lot of things in the future that just don't work. And we know they don't work and people are trying to get us to agree with them. And we're just going to have to say, no, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't align with my own unique soul purpose or my beliefs and have a nice day, you know, and walk away.
Mm.
And I think in a way it floors them if you don't get pulled into their drama because they expect a response. But, you know, it's like two hands. If for one hand to push, the other one has to push back. Yeah. If only one hand pushes, there's nothing to push. So
we have a thing here. It's really funny. You know, it's pretty dark out here during the Sky Watch, and we have ships coming in, and some are treetop level. It's insane what happens here. We have the most, you know, thousands of witnesses have seen this, photographed it and everything. But you always have these guys that come up and they go, prove it to me. You know, how do you know those aren't satellites or aren't? And they come up with this attitude and it's really funny. And I go, whoa, did you see that? You know, and they turn around, they look and I walk away and it's pitch black out. So they can't see where I went. And then they start talking and I'm not there, you know. And that's something we all need to get out of, the need for acceptance and approval outside of ourselves or trying to prove anything to anybody, you know, anymore. We need to get that self foundation. And I'm open to new truth. I'm open to greater, you know, understanding. You know, I'm not, my truth is flexible. It's always changing, but we really need to trust that heart connection where you go, God, this doesn't feel right. You know, I don't think I need to be here, you know, and just excuse yourself in one way.
Yeah, and that kind of goes back to the point I was making earlier, you know, like if you kind of have yourself figured out, you don't need to prove it to anyone. You don't even need to prove it to yourself. You know, it's
exactly
like you said, you can just walk away. It's not going to hurt you. And who cares what the other person thinks? You know, you're fulfilled in yourself. You're stable. You're strong. Who gives what they think, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're hitting the end of the hour here. Do you all, I know you have some, do you have some websites where people can get in touch with you or email or whatever you want to do? I don't know if you want to give that out, but I'm sure a lot of people would like to hear more.
Yes, sure. At the moment, I didn't even share the story and there's no time, maybe another time, but I've created Future Generations during lockdown. Mm-hmm. And we are starting with, we've begun with parents, but that is the foundation. So I do free masterclasses and I do courses on how to get the best out of your children, how to get the best out of yourself, teach, you know, coach yourself basically before you even engage in anything or anybody, and especially not your children. But mm-hmm. So, yes, you asked about a website. People can go to futuregenerationsnow.com. Yes, we've got Igor is involved in emotional intelligence or self-mastery, the beginnings of that for teens. So we've got that coming up as well. So people are most welcome to go and browse around on futuregenerationsnow.com. Thank you, James.
Awesome. And so they can get in touch with the whole family there.
Well, mostly me. I don't know how much time those other two boys, Igor and Xander, have, but Igor is definitely involved. So yes, he does his own teen masterclasses. Right. I think he's younger. They can relate to him much better than to me. And so, yeah.
I know. Yeah, Igor's got the Jedi thing going. I can feel it. The force is great. it's kind of, it's funny when you're telling me, you said you remind me of a Jedi master. Well, I'm just a mirror for the Jedi and you, the master and you. And I always tell people that's the only thing we can do is just be a mirror for others and, you know, and teach by example. But, you know, we've hit the end of the hour, unfortunately. I know we could go, probably we'll have you on again and as things progress. And, we've got to sign off, unfortunately, but I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, all of you, and sharing your perspectives. And hopefully this will help us turn the corner and get things on a little higher track.
Thank you very much, James.
All right. We got to sign off, folks. It's James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Keep an open mind, pure intent, come from the heart, and all will be well. Anyway, good night. We'll be right back.